Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Target. Go grab a can and share on social media, tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy, stay focused. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds infused tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Way's new anti-frizz cream provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus heat production up to 450 degrees. Okay, so I actually tried Way's new anti-frizz cream on live with my community, which is kind of risky, right, to try a new product on live. I put it on my hair, which, as you guys know, is level 9 million frizzy. And by the time I had got done finishing my glam, because I was doing glam on live, my hair was dry, and I was shook to my core at how smooth my hair looked, especially that frizzy top part, you know, in your part, all those little baby hairs coming through, that frizzy part, that was smooth. So shout out Way for consistently delivering products that actually work and do what they say they're going to do on the bottle. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code MeTinks for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code MeTinks. What's up, guys? Welcome back to It's Me Tinks Live, exclusively on Radio Andy Channel 102. As always, this is our weekly time to talk to each other with a live Ask Me Anything. I want to talk to all of you, so call me right now. It's 844-305-ANDY. That's 844-305-2639. How's everyone doing this morning? All right, you know how you say to your friends sometimes, well, you're my friend, so you have to listen to me. Well, you guys are my friend, so you have to listen to my dream, which I normally would never do because it's so boring when people recount their dreams, but I'm wondering if there's any woo-woo witches out here who can help me decipher this. Remember how I told you guys about Mr. Caller who came to Paris? So last night I had the most fucking vivid dream of my life. I couldn't sleep for ages. I took so much melatonin. I was literally like drooling on myself. I took so much melatonin. And finally I had a dream that Chloe and I were in Paris. And it was so real. Chloe, who I call Diane, we're in Paris. And one thing about Diane is she has a lot of random friends. Like everywhere we go, she has like these random friends. And we met this girl, her friend, who was really pretty, and she was pregnant. And Diane was like, oh my God, this is my friend, blah, blah. And we like had this whole meal together. And then she was like, yeah, do you want to meet my baby daddy? And I was like, yeah, for sure. And it was him. And he came in and he was like, yeah. And I was like, wait, the math ain't mathing. And he was like, no, we started seeing each other just after blah, blah, blah. And I was like, damn, I don't know. Anyway, what does that mean? What does that mean for my life? So then I wake up in a strange mood and I go to the bathroom. I put on my special magical influencer headband. I look in the mirror and I realize it's ugly day. Now, for those of you who don't know, ugly day is the day 4 or 5 days before your period where you look in the mirror and you realize you're a hideous beast, okay? You're an absolute beast. And you can't look in the mirror too long, otherwise you'll turn to stone or shatter the mirror and then it would make a big mess in your house, okay? So this is what I'm dealing with right now, is a strange dream that made me feel funny. Ugly day, roll to the kitchen and I'm like, okay, I need to stop having, you know, coffee out. I've been on such a, you know, on such a routine of getting it out or having my like lovely Ralph's coffee, the cans, but I was like, I can't indulge in one of those every day. That's crazy, Tinks. So I go, I make my coffee. tastes like ass water. It tastes like someone poured a coffee that has been sitting in a plastic cup for 10 years down someone's ass crack and into my mug. So I am officially open to new suggestions for an espresso machine because I've had enough, okay? I've had enough. But you know what? Then I put on a new sweatshirt and I felt a bit better. I knew I was going to speak to you guys. I'm going to recap Coachella on the pod, by the way. Because I don't want to take up time. But, you know, we're turning things around. I refuse to let this be a bad day, but I'm just letting you know what I'm dealing with at current moment. So that's the vibe. Let's have some good calls. Up first, we're going to talk to Paulina. Hi, Paulina. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you a quick update. I called in about maybe October.
Okay.
You gave me advice about, so I was dating a guy. He was 27 at the time.
Okay.
And I'm 33, so it's a 6-year age difference. And I was more so concerned about, you know, just the whole age difference.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give you an update. It's actually going fucking fantastic.
Oh, my God. Wait, I love that. Okay, I'm obsessed. Yeah. That was your only concern, was the age difference, and you did I say to go for it?
And like, yeah, you said to go for it.
Good.
It was more so would everything like align, and you know, obviously being older, you have time frames as far as how you would want things to move along in a relationship.
Sure.
And he's exceeded everything.
Wait,
so
I'm so
he's fantastic.
Happy for
so,
you. I'm
thank
so
you. So any
happy.
Girl out there, do it.
I love it. No, I think that's great. I'm so happy you called. I'm so happy that you're happy. And look, it really does depend on the person. Obviously, there are some general ideas we have about age difference. And, you know, I understand what you mean. Like whenever I meet a guy who's younger than me, I'm like, I'm a little wary because, you know, they do mature slower and yada, yada, yada. That's not to say that there isn't great guys who are younger out there. And also, like, honestly, younger guys are hot. Like I have a weird thing where I prefer to date either younger guys or older guys. Like I can't date guys my same age. I don't know why. Look at her, Montana boys. Yeah, she's having the time of her life. So, you know,
exactly.
There we go. Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for calling. I'm so glad you're happy.
No problem.
Good for
you. Have a great day, too.
Lots of love.
Thank you.
Bye, babe. Wow, I love that so much. Because the you're hot guy, to be perfectly frank with you guys, is 28. So I thought I'd get that off my chest now, which did make me feel a bit weird, but whatever. You know what? We're all going to die. Who cares? You know, Kristen Cavallari, she is a great example. She's, I think, 37, and the Montana boy that she is dating currently is 24. So, you know, it is what it is. I love that for her. Okay, let's go to Parks. Hi, Parks. How are you?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I just got on. I love you so much.
I'm so glad you did. What's happening? What's going on?
Okay, so I've been seeing this guy for a couple of months now, and things have been going great, feeling very secure around him, not anxious, et cetera.
Great.
And we drunkenly the other night, or this was like a week ago, talked about how we weren't going to see anyone else. Well, we never really discussed it sober, and I was just kind of like, you know, whatever about it. So then a week or so later, this other guy I used to hook up with reached out to me, and we ended up hooking up one night, and it was really good.
Oh, damn.
And then I hung out with the other guy like a couple of days later.
Right.
And we were hooked up, and I was like, do you want to use my vibrator?
Right.
And he agreed to use it. And then it was like really awkward. I felt like he didn't really know what he was doing.
No.
And he just kind of up in the middle and was like, I have to go to the bathroom. And then just left and went to the bathroom and came back.
Sorry, go on.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just, sorry. So he couldn't figure it out.
No.
He obviously had never used one before. And then he went to the bathroom and came back. And what did he say when he came back?
Then he was like, I'm really tired. Like, let's just go back to sleep. Cause it was like, you know, middle of the night type situation.
Wow.
And then I just like really have the ick since then. And I can't stop comparing sex with him to the other guy, and I know that that's like really fucked up, and I just don't know what to do.
That is a pickle. That's a pickle. But do you, would you ever want to date the good sex guy?
No, I had ended things with him like right before Christmas because he was being flaky and I was just getting like
good for you
douche vibes from him.
Right.
So I, and, you know,
and aside from the sex with the new guy, are you like goo goo gaga over him? Do you think he's amazing? Is he like everything and more to you?
Well, okay, this is the thing. Like, I haven't felt that like obsession, like swept up feeling, which to me has almost been like a green flag, because I feel like a lot of times when that happens, like it doesn't end up being good for me. And so I've really been taking it slow with this guy and like had really can see a future with him. But there are things that like I wish we, like vulnerable conversations that we haven't had that yet, that I feel like maybe we should have had by now. And so that's the only other thing, that now that the sex thing happened, I'm like,
you're questioning everything. Right. You're questioning everything. Yeah, yeah. It's tricky. It's so tricky. I mean, I'm so torn about the whole, you know, you said you haven't felt that like insane infatuation yet. And I'm so torn on that because I don't know. Like a lot of people in my life tell me, oh, that's bad, you know, when that happens, like Tinks, you're addicted to that feeling. But I don't know. I kind of feel like you deserve to have that with the person you end up with, at least for a little, or at least on some degree. Like,
yeah,
you know, like I always say, you're not buying a car. You're not like, oh, this is nice and sturdy. Like this has good wheels. Like, you know, it's a person. Like you want that chemical reaction and connection, and you want to. Yeah, like they're pheromones. You want to be swept up in it. So I don't know. I mean, I think like, look, you don't have to make a decision right now. I think it's interesting that sex with the other guy made you feel even more some type of way about the guy you're seeing. I think keep going. I think see if he brings these vulnerable conversations that you still have yet to have up. See if the sex gets better. You don't have to make a choice now. I just keep on seeing him.
True. No, you're right. And I think I do put pressure on myself to like feel like I have to like know the answers, when like I can just have fun with it and it doesn't have to be this like.
Totally.
You can have to make
it. Exactly. You can see how it plays out. You can see how you can let him lead. You know, I feel like as girls, we're always in control. We're always thinking 10 steps ahead because we have to, because that's just life as a woman. But sometimes it's nice to be like, I actually don't know how I feel, and that's all right. And I'm going to see how this other person's behavior makes me feel. And so just, you know, see how it goes. You really don't have to make a choice yet. And by the way, you haven't had that conversation yet with him. Like, I would probably clarify it just so no one's feelings get hurt. But, you know, you haven't had that exclusivity conversation yet. And if you're not ready to, forget it. You don't have to be exclusive with him yet either. You know, it's your timeline. You're in control.
Yeah. Should I bring up the vibrate, like, or should I just, like, never speak of that again?
It depends on your ick tolerance. Like, if you feel you can have a teachable moment and, like, have two glasses of wine and be like, okay, so like we're going to do something really fun tonight and I'm going to show you how I use my vibrator. Like that's hot. That's really hot for him and it could be hot for you. But I get it. Like I, you know, our likes and dislikes in the bedroom are beyond our control. It's just like who we are as a person.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of with you. Like I don't like to be the teacher. Like that's just not, I don't like to play that role. It turns me off. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's just how I am. And it sounds like that's how you are too. Now, you know, I'm not putting him at fault because he's never used one before, but you had a natural reaction, which is like, that icked me out. And that's completely fine. Okay. Like we can't control how we feel in the bedroom. So if you feel like teaching him, you can go for it. But it, also if you don't, like, you know, you're not a fucking teacher. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. I love you. And
call me back. I'm really curious to see what happens. Call me back in a few weeks. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, babe. Yeah, that's tricky. That's definitely a tricky one. I don't know. My mom literally was just giving me this rant when she was here. She was like, "You're addicted to the feeling of like the beginning." And I was like, "Yeah, fucking duh. That's the best part." And she was like, "You need calm. You need someone who's not, you know, you don't feel crazy about." And I'm like, "But I love that feeling of being goo goo gaga. That's why I invented the phrase goo goo gaga, mom." I actually think Brian, my best friend, invented the phrase goo goo gaga. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, I don't know. It's such an interesting debate, right? I'm so curious the people out there who have found their absolute soulmate after a while of dating. I'm not talking about you people who ended up with your high school sweetheart. I love you, but like you're out of this conversation. I'm talking about people who, you know, have dated and, you know, and then in their mid-30s, they found someone. Did you feel like you were free falling and you had that infatuation level, or did you feel very calm when you met your person? Did you just kind of slide into it? If anyone has a take on that, I'm really interested to hear different opinions. But until then, let's talk to Catherine. Hey, Catherine, what's up?
God. Okay, I'm actually freaking out. Oh my God, you are like a big sister I've never had. I'm an only child.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet.
I'm so close to my mom too. Like, he's also just helped me so much. I'm 27. I just moved to New York City from Boston. I listen to you every day. Like, you just, like, make me laugh my ass off. Thank you for that.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet. So you just lived in, you just moved to New York. How do you like it?
Yeah. I love it. I love the energy. I'm by Lincoln Center, so on the west side.
Cool.
I love, like, how busy it is. And, like, I don't know, like, I like feeling small and something big.
I totally get that. So, Me too.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
So I know that you used to work like in retail and fashion when you were younger. So I just got a new job. I pivoted to fashion from consulting, and it's at a really good like luxury brand. And it's a really great job overall. The company is really nice and overall supportive. I've been here for around 4 months.
Okay.
But I'm really dealing with like awful, like mean girl coworkers.
Yeah.
Like legit messaging about me, like directly next to me.
Oh my God.
Like on like Teams as well as like on their phones, like I can tell. Like they're literally messaging back and forth, and we like work in like an open like space. So it's not like we're in cubicles. It also, like, if anything, that's also a slap in the face because, like, you know I'm not dumb. So you know I'm the legit right there.
Right.
And so it's like you, like, also just don't care either like, I'm most likely going to see. And, like, it's mean. Like, and I'm someone that has a pretty, like, I have a tough backbone, but, like, I mean, that's not, like, hurt anyone's feelings.
No, it's mean and it's awful. And that's,
are they
older than you or are they your same age? Or?
They're, like, one's my age and then one's like 2 years older than me. It's just, and I've never done anything like, I'm good at my job. I'm nice. I'm bubbly. Maybe that rubs them the wrong way, but it's not nice. So
yeah.
I was just wondering like your advice, in general. It's like one of those things where it's awful because like you're in the office every week like, too. So like I can't keep my interactions with them in like to a minimum.
Right.
It's not a good feeling. Like
no, of
you know,
course not.
Be, like, teary. Yeah.
Of course
yeah.
not. No. I feel for you so much. I think I hate to say it. I mean, my entire platform in life is about the uplifting of women and making women feel strong. But God damn, there is no bitchier girl than a fashion girl. Like, they are some of the meanest cunts I've ever come across in my life. And it hurts. It's so bad because it's like, I don't know why you're mean. Is it because this industry is so hard? Is it because I'm new? Is it because this? Is it because that? But like, life is better if we all just jolly along and get along with each other and are nice to each other and help each other. Like, it sounds basic, but that's just a basic truth, is that it just like the, you know, whistle while you work, as the saying goes, like, just get along and we'll go faster. So I really feel for you. I've had similar situations where I'm like, what the fuck did I do to you? Also, you're brand new. So, like, you couldn't have done anything to them. Which is, by the way, probably why they're being cunts, is because you're brand new. Maybe it's because you came from a different industry. One thing about fashion people is they are fucking snobs. They are snobs, okay? Yeah. They think that just because they've been working in fashion for a year longer than you, the sun is shining out of their ass, and it's not. And let me tell you something. I used to be so intimidated, and like, this is gonna sound like, I don't know how to say this, but like, my whole life, like, I wanted to work in fashion. Like, I was always like dealing with these types of girls, whatever. And like, when it just made me. And then now, like, being older, being in a different industry, I look back at them like I still follow some of them or I know some of them, and I'm just like, you are so, like, withered. Like, you are so withered inside. You are so broken. You are so mean. And that, like, shows on a person and it shows up on people. Like, I really, truly believe those aren't the people that wins. Like, win, yeah. Like, a few people, a few of those mean people win. But you know who I have, like, stayed in touch with and who I've seen succeed are the people who are nice to everybody. And, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you to take them to coffee and, like, try your best. No, what you're going to do is you are going to do your best acting you've ever done in your life. You're going to embody Emma Stone.
Amazing.
Okay? And you're going to go in there and pretend you don't give a shit. Because let me tell you something. In 5 years...
It's funny
because,
like, I am Emma Stone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you're going to pretend like you don't care. You're going to pretend like you don't see. You're going to even, like, roll your eyes at them a little bit sometimes. You're going to pretend like you know in your gut that you're going to win and they're not. Because let me tell you something. That's what's going to happen. Okay? Pretend you don't care. Sometimes... all these girls need is a taste of their own medicine and they need you to throw it right back. Cause it's almost like, you know, it's almost like peacocking. It's like, ooh, who's gonna, you know, who's the bigger dog? So you're gonna go in there and you're gonna be the bigger dog. Fuck them, okay? Look them in the eyes and give them that look that's like, you can't scare me. What's the worst thing that they're gonna say about you? They don't like your outfit. They don't know you from Joe on the street. Like, they don't, so they can't hurt you. Like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Like, trust me, I'm so sensitive too. Like, I'm the type who would cry in the bathroom at work because I would feel like left out or whatever. But
that's what I've been doing.
But then you reach your point. You, like, this is like your villain origin story. This, you reach your point where you're like, fuck these girls. Like, they're just random girls. Like, I'm 33. Trust me, I'm a couple years ahead of you. And like, those girls are gonna end up with like ugly ass boyfriends, like doing some random fucking job that they don't like because they spent their days bullying you instead of doing their job. So you double down on work. You do a great job. You know what? Be so good. I love this quote by Steve Martin. Be so good they can't ignore you. And I'm talking about the higher ups. You came from consulting, okay? You're a real person. What have these girls been doing? Fucking bullying people in the office for the past 5 years? What skill does that give you apart from being a bitch? Like, you are smart. Mm-hmm. You've got this. You're new to New York. You have new girls scent on you. That's why they're jealous. Forget it. Forget them. Pretend they don't exist and get noticed by the important people.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah, it's hard because, like, I dread going to work in the morning because, like, I know I'm going to get, like, start tearing up within, like, 45 minutes. And that sounds really weak, but it's just because it's that awful.
No,
like,
I believe you. I believe you.
It's so bad.
No, I get it.
It's not a good feeling, but no, this has been, you're right. I'm just going to go in there, smile, be myself, be, like, fake if I have to, like, just. I don't care anymore. It's just,
just kind of have an air of like, you guys are so stupid. Like, just kind of have an attitude of like, you're being dumb by bullying me. Like, it's like, make them feel embarrassed for being such bullies. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't kill them with kindness. Yeah. Just like, if you have to give them a paper, be like, here you go.
I tried that at first. I tried that at first. And now I'm like, honestly, that's getting like used again.
Yeah.
They're going to be like talking about it.
Yeah. Like, if they smell blood, they'll like pounce. So just like, literally be monotone, like roll your eyes at them and fuck them. Like, fuck them. Everybody gets what's theirs in the end. I really believe that. Everything comes around.
Exactly. Karma.
All right. I love you so much.
Thank
Go get them. We're proud
Thank
of you.
You.
You've
Thank
got this.
You.
Lots of love. Bye. Bye, babe. Wow. I've dealt with those girls before. And by the way, Nasty, nasty, nasty. All right, okay, we're going to take a super quick break, but I want to talk to all of you. If you're on the line, stay on the line. If you want to join the conversation and call me, it's 844-305-ANDY. This is It's Me Tinks Live. I will be right back. So I have a trip planned to Palm Desert coming up, and I booked an Airbnb because I wanted to be with all of my friends. This house we booked has a beautiful pool, so you guys know I will be catching some rays and doing a little bit of tanning. I know a few friends who have houses, and when they're away, whether it's on a trip or they're traveling for work, they just Airbnb their houses. So they're like actively making money while they're away, which is kind of the dream, right? Like passively making extra money. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. All the must-have styles that pair with everything this spring. DSW has all the must-have styles from fun, colorful sandals to sporty soles and cool fashion sneakers. All the latest styles, fun colors, and best brands at great prices. Okay, you guys, it is officially spring. Thank goodness. I've been so excited to get out of the colder weather, and I'm excited to start wearing more spring-forward looks, okay? I am excited to show my toes again. They've been in hiding, right? I got a pedicure, and I am ready for open-toed shoes. I'm ready to do like a little jean with a wedge. I am ready to do some beautiful strappy sandals at the upcoming weddings that I have. I am just so excited for all of the opportunities to wear cute shoes, and DSW has so many options, and I will be needing quite a few pairs, so it's time to shop. Explore the latest spring styles at your nearest DSW store or online at dsw.com. This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off. Don't know who you think that you're confusing. I'd be like, ooh. Back to It's Me Tinks Live on Channel 102 Radio Andy. I'm Tinks, and this is our weekly time to talk to each other live in real time. You want to call me? It's 844-305-2639. Can I just say one thing that I think we've gone too far on? Look, I like a bit of celeb gossip as much as the next gal. One thing that really doesn't sit right with me is the lip reading thing. Like, that... we just don't need to know. Well, first of all, we don't need to know. And second of all, there's no guarantee, and I think that people doing the lip reading of celebrities from far away, like there was one I saw at TikTok came up of like Travis and Taylor, and this girl was saying, oh, I think that she said, sorry, I got too drunk or something. Okay, first of all, we have no way of ever knowing, and now that's in my mind that that's what Taylor said to Travis. Second of all, it just can't be verified. Third of all, like I said, yeah, they're in a public place. Obviously, they wanted to get photographed, yada, yada, yada. Lip reading is a step too far, and I just came on here to say that. I just think we've got to leave it. Do you remember the whole debacle when it was at the Oscars or whatever, and Selena was saying something to Taylor and whatnot? Like, it's just, it's digging too deep. Like, it's truly digging too deep. Like, we have to have a line of decency, and I think that's it. And I just, that's my mini rant to say that. Okay, let's talk to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
So first, I just want to say I met you at the book tour and I literally started crying because I had so much to say. All I think I said was, I appreciate everything you do. And
so
I think
sweet.
I had that strong of a reaction because of literally everything you've instilled in me. So as soon as I finished reading The Shift last year, I told all of my friends to read it. I even posted you on my book Instagram, which you reposted, and I was fangirling beyond belief.
Thank you.
But because
That's
of everything
so
you've done, I think you've given me the strength to walk away from something. So story of what happened a few weeks ago. I'm 25. I was in a year and a half relationship. Everything was great. My boyfriend and I never fought. He was my first boyfriend. I was on my way to work the other day, and I get a hey girly DM.
No.
I'll spare you the story, but long story short, he downloaded a dating app last year and matched with this girl and got her Snapchat, was talking to her for a couple of days, and told her he would be open to a relationship.
What?
It's crazy because, yes.
Oh.
Fully was going to take her on a date, but he claims that he would have never taken it that far. And it's just so crazy because all of my friends loved him. My family loved him. My brothers, literally everyone in my life gushed about him, and he was so kind, raised by a great family, and every person I've told has just been in a state of shock. So I ended it, listened to your podcast on breakups, I'm re-listening to The Shift, and would just love a mantra for this time and any advice for this new chapter.
Wow, I'm so sorry. That's such a kick in the teeth, and it's so painful because it was your first relationship and because there was no signs. It's just, I mean, all cheating is awful, all breakups are awful, but this is very painful, and I'm really, really sorry, and I'm thinking about you right now. Look, there's no magic pill to a breakup. It's going to be a shitty couple of weeks, and for me, just acknowledging that was kind of like the first thing that I would always do, because for me, I'm a fixer. I'm always like, I need to make it better. How can I circumvent this? How can I, skip the bad part? But I think for me, the first part, the act of saying I'm going to be in pain for a few weeks, in a way, gave me some strange relief, because it was like being sick. It's like, you get a cold, you're like, it's going to be a shitty week. So it's kind of akin to that. Second of all, for a mantra, I would say, rejection is redirection. Obviously, this isn't rejection, but it's like, the universe kind of rerouting you. I always, at this point in my life, I'm able to really say, okay, if something, what's meant for me won't miss me, and what misses me wasn't meant for me. That's another really good mantra. So, meaning that this was not meant for you. And that's why it's missing you. That's why it's going around you. There is something better. Another mantra that I always like is like, it's this or something better. So for you, it's something better.
Yeah. I've been saying that to myself literally all week because of you.
Yeah. And I mean, the last thing I'll obviously say, and it doesn't sound like you have any thoughts of this, but like, this has nothing to do with you. This is a projection of something that's going on within him, and he needs to sort that out. Has absolutely nothing to do with you. Doesn't mean that you're not incredibly heartbroken and hurt, but it really actually doesn't have anything to do with you. So that's the other thing that I would repeat over and over to yourself. And, I always speak about heartbreak antibodies. This is your first heartbreak. So like I said, it's going to be a shitty couple of weeks, but the good news is the heartbreak you feel, the amount of sadness you feel is equal to the amount of love that you gave. And so in my really, really darkest moments when I was just so upset, I thought like, how beautiful that my heart and my body and my soul can feel this deeply, because every energy has an equal and opposite energy. So for you, like the heartbreak that you feel is equal to all the love you gave. And that's a gift. Like that's a gift to feel that this depth of emotion, it's a gift to fall in love, and you will again. And I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but you 100% will again. And you just have to trust me, as someone who's farther down the line in life than you, you just have to trust me that you will, and that you'll come out of this and you'll look back and you'll go, wow, thank God that guy cheated on me, because now I'm with this other person who is wonderful and who I can trust and who loves me. And I never thought I would feel this way. And I feel even better than I did before.
Yes, that's so true. Thank you for your words. Another song that comes to mind is Happiness by Taylor Swift. I keep listening to it, and I think it's just so true.
Exactly.
Like, there was happiness in it, and I'll have happiness later. Also, I think I'm as okay as I am because of how much you've instilled in everyone to just focus on yourself, continue on sparking joy, finding the things that light you up. I've always had that in the back of my head, and I never ditched my friends completely. I always had all my eggs in different baskets.
I'm so glad to hear that.
I just want to emphasize that, and I think a lot of that has to do with how you speak about things and how you empower your community. So thank you.
That is so kind and wise of you to say, and so nice of you to articulate that for everybody else. And I'm so glad. It's because, you know what, you know, the worst type of breakup is after you've ditched all your friends for a couple of years and then you come out of it and you're right. Like, oh shit, now I got a real world of mess to deal with. So I'm so glad you did that. I'm glad you never, you know, gave up your life, your friends, your own personality, your own joys and interests and hobbies. And you're right. It will make it easier. So I'm really glad. Oh, you are wonderful. I am thinking of you, and I just love you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to Miami with my roommate this week. So there's a silver lining.
Fuck yes. Oh my gosh. You are going to have the best time. Literally one of the best times of my life was when I went to Miami with Brian right after a breakup. And we just I wore a neon orange dress from American Apparel, Millennials Rise Up. And we shake my ass till 6 a.m. That's all I remember. It was the best trip of my life. So you're going to have the best time. That's exactly what the doctor ordered.
I'm very excited. Well, thank you so much, Tink.
I love you so much. Call back in a few months if you need. Give me an update, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
Love you. Bye. Wow. I mean, it's so true. It's like when you maintain your life, when you maintain your friendships, when you maintain yourself, it's just a more solid foundation. And it does not to say she's not going to have a couple of those crying all night nights, not to say she's not in pain now. But if you've got yourself, if you're your own best friend, and if you maintain your other friendships, it's night and day. It's a night and day. And that's why it's so important. Because, by the way, that can happen after a year and a half. That can happen after 20 years of marriage. That can happen anytime. And I'm not saying we should live in fear. I'm saying no matter what life throws at you, if you're good with yourself and you're good with your female friendships, shit goes a lot easier. Let's speak to Lauren. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Hi, Tinks. How are you? I'm doing good. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. What's going on?
So I have a sex question.
Yes.
But, I did want to give a little bit of a story.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. It's so fun. It's very summer of outside.
Yay!
So I live in LA, and I recently joined a kickball league.
Oh, cool.
Meet some people, meet some friends, maybe meet guys, but that wasn't really truly the intention of it. So a couple weeks ago, my team and I are playing against this team, and right off the bat, I can just tell that the opposing team is very attractive. There's a lot of cute guys on it. Everyone's really tall.
Love.
It's very fun. Very competitive. Yeah. I did end up losing that game, but during the game, I had my eyes on this one guy, and I was just why does he look so familiar? Why does he look so familiar? And my cousin was also on the team, and when we were driving home, I was like, you know what? I bet I have matched with this guy on Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to my Hinge matches, and of course he's on there. Now we had never talked, so I was like, okay, this is a clean slate. I can just shoot my shot. Why not? I don't really care about it at this point.
Right.
So I reached out to him, and I was basically pretty confident it was him. So just reached out and said, hey, good game last night. Because the game was Monday, and I sent this on Tuesday.
Right.
And he responds. He was like, oh, I thought I saw a really cute girl on that team.
I love it.
So exciting, butterflies, kicking my feet up.
Yeah.
We talked for a little bit. And nothing really came of it that first time. And then 2 weeks after we had our championship game, I didn't really know. I'm just kind of playing for fun. We had our championship game, and it was against his team, which I knew. Of course I knew. But he had reached back out to me on Hinge and asked if he was going to see me.
Right.
And I didn't respond to him because, I kind of wanted to play it cool. I didn't want to set it up that I knew I was going to see him that night.
Smart.
So we get to the game, like, we had one game before that one, but when we play him, our team absolutely beats him. It's, like, so much fun. He and I are kind of flirting, which I was so nervous about because, like, I feel like you can have, like, an ick if you see someone kick a ball. So I was like, oh, my God, like, I hope I don't get in the ick.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I hope he doesn't see me kick it. It's, like, super weird. We ended up beating his team, like, pretty badly. And I don't know if you know, but, like, after games, like, you always do, like, a good game, good game, good game.
Right, right.
Like, high five the opposing team. And he, like, is walking towards me, and I'm, like, starting to black out. My cousin's behind me, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, is he going to say anything? Like, at this point, we've kind of just been, like, doing flirty, like, eye contact. And as he walks by me, he's like, I kind of blacked out, but my cousin was like, he was like, oh, there she is. And, like,
and
he, like, pulled me to the side. We're, like, talking. It's, like, so fun. Like, I literally had so much butterflies. It was so much fun.
That's
He's
hot.
Very cute. So hot, right? And then, so this happens, like, that Monday night. And then that night I text him or I message him on Hinge. Because at this point we never, like, got each other's numbers. But it was also very casual.
Right.
And he... I messaged him and I was like, oh, like, loser buys winner drinks.
Oh, I love that.
Immediately he responds, right? I felt like, oh, my God, I'm just going to do it. Why not? Immediately he responds and he's like, oh, yeah, okay, like, we'll get drinks. Like, how does Wednesday work for you? So we set up drinks almost immediately. Wednesday rolls around, which is, like, 2 days after the game. We go get drinks. It's so much fun. There's, like, so much flirty banter. The conversation is great. And then we set up another date for Friday, which is, like, 2 days later. So everything's happening pretty fast. However, on Friday, he, like, we were going to go get dinner, but then he texted me. He's like, oh, do you want to, like, just come over and we can watch a movie? And at this point, I'm like, okay, I know exactly what this, like,
right.
means, kind of. Like,
right.
Very coded. Get to his house, start a movie, start hooking up. He's like, oh, let me give you the grand tour. Basically we end up having sex, and, like, when I was, like, on top and leading, like, the sex was really hot and, you know, great, but, like, it's that situation where a guy is so hot that, like, they're not good in bed.
Of course.
Like,
the curse.
Of course. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know what you called it, but, basically, like, and when he was leading and when he was kind of on top and in charge, like, I was, like, not into it at all.
Ugh, the worst.
Such a bummer because, like, everything leading up to it was so hot. And, like, I just thought, like, it was such a letdown, kind of. So, I feel like it's very, like, hookup vibes with us, which I'm okay with. Like, I really see it, like, being different material. But my question is, like, should I try to, like, have sex with him again and, like, maybe see if it gets better? Like, I haven't had a sneaky link in a very long time, so I'm kind of like,
I think give it one more time. It's fun to have a hookup buddy. Look, he's hot. You have chemistry. But it's true. The curse prevails. The curse prevails. Hot guys are not good in bed. They are just not good in bed. And this is a fact we know. It's our cross to bear. And it's a bummer. Like, it's a bummer. I mean, I have yet to have this rule broken, and it is how it is. If you grow up as, like, a 9 or above as a guy, you just don't know how to eat pussy like a god. And, like, I stand on that, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I, like, when we're, like, switching and then he's like, I was just like, what is happening? Like, no rhythm. Nothing.
It's the worst.
I was trying not to think about, like, other things. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
no, it's the worst. But I still think you should hook up with him again. I still think you should. It's fun. And more importantly, the moral of this story is summer of outside vibes, like, on point. And you handled business. It's, like, a great story all the same. He's bad in bed. Like, I mean, oh, men letting us down yet again. Like, ugh, so surprised. I'm just kidding. But, like, the moral of the story is you did something fun. You joined a community to have more friends and do fun shit, and you got rewarded. So I say hook up with him another time, see how it goes. But more importantly, keep this energy through the summer because it's so rewarding.
yeah, if anything, it's like, do it for the plot. So,
100%. 100%.
Yeah, I was always like, okay, what would Jinx do? So
I love it. You did exactly what I would do.
I got to talk to you. Okay, great, cool.
Thanks for calling. Well, you're the best.
You. Thank you. Alrighty.
Have fun with him. Love you. Bye. Yeah, Summer of Outside. It works. And also, you know how I'm always, you know, you guys always say, how do I make friends? You know, she joined a softball league or kickball? Kickball. Me, sports, not friends. But you see, you gotta go. You gotta go be outside. She flirted. She figured it out. She messaged him on Hinge. She asked him for drinks. Like, she did business development. And I'm actually going to do a podcast about that. That's going to be Monday's episode, is business development. So watch out for that. But she went for it. And I love that. And it's like, that shit is so fun. That is such good Summer of Outside energy. It is April. It starts now. As you know, the seasons in this community are really bizarre. We basically have Summer of Outside, which lasts for like the entire year. Then we have Leg on Wall Fall, which also lasts for the entire year. And then we have Hibernation, which happens whenever I say it does. And then I just ignore spring because like I hate it. So anyway, that's the seasons in our community. But Summer of Outside starts now. Okay, let's talk to Amy. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi. Oh my gosh. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I am going to try to make this as short as possible, but I'm really struggling with balancing wedding horniness.
Right.
Just feeling that going into, I've been to 3 weddings in the last month.
Whoa.
And yeah, I feel like my wedding season started way earlier than most people.
Yeah.
And the first wedding totally got blindsided by the horniness, ended up with the best man. It was a disaster.
But why? Like, why was it a disaster? It wasn't fun?
Yeah, but like, it was fun. It was adventurous, but I was like, I didn't really love the vibe of hooking up at a wedding.
Okay.
Especially a family wedding, not great vibe. So I entered the rest of the weddings with like, I'm just going to avoid like, I'll talk to guys or, you know, just go into it with open mind, but not really looking for anything. And now I am talking to a guy I met at a wedding and I'm trying to decipher, is it that I am like open to the opportunities and I happen to meet a really good guy, or is this just wedding horniness continued?
Well, I think you got to see him outside of the wedding, you know, environment. Have you guys hung out? Have you gone on dates yet?
No, unfortunately, like, we live kind of far away, and we've just been texting. It's only been, like, a week or two, and I've been trying to make plans, but also trying to keep the cool vibe of, like, we'll see.
Right, right. I, first of all, for anybody who's listening who doesn't know what wedding horny is, that was, like, one of the first podcast episodes I did, but wedding horny is the overpowering horniness that you get when you're at a wedding. And it can go either way. Either you can spiral into a depression, or you can spiral into irritation, or you can spiral into wedding horny, which is one of the most powerful horninesses that you can get in your body. So just to level set. So I think, Amy, that you need to see this guy. It's definitely we'll see mentality. You know, if he doesn't want to make a plan, fine, on to the next. But you never know. One of my best friends met her husband at a wedding, and they're like the cutest, happiest couple ever. It is a great place to meet people, and people are like, it's kind of like a portal where people are weirdly open because they're like around all this love. And so they're like being really open and horny and like whatever. So I would just say, see how it goes. If this guy doesn't make a plan with you, don't, you know, I understand that you didn't like being, you know, hooking up with a guy at a family wedding. But if you go to a non-family wedding and if you see cute people, hooking up with someone or having someone to flirt with at a wedding is an amazing way to pass the time. No offense to brides and grooms. Of course, we're like mainly there to celebrate you. But, you know, the speeches are long. The dinners are long. You got to have a little flirt to get you through, you know. So don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. And just go with it. I know what you mean, though. I completely understand. You've got a lot of weddings. It's like a lot. It's high emotion, too. It's like you're in these intense emotional environments. You're with all your friends or all your family, and everybody's crying. It's just like, if you're doing that 8 times in a year, it's a lot. So I understand, but don't limit yourself.
Yeah, I have to say, I think this was one of the things that I remembered from a podcast a really long time ago that you said, and I didn't know the effects until I felt it. And then I felt more prepared. I was like, okay, this is real. Like,
it happens. Yeah.
This is really real. So yeah, thank you so much. I truly take your word for everything. And I've told so many of my friends about you. So I am like fangirling really hard right now.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that so much. And thank you for calling. And I love you. And good luck with the rest of your weddings.
Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye, babe. All right, you guys, super, super quick break. I'm going to take more calls right after this. So if you're on the line, stay on the line. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling collection of timeless designs perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Write a love note to yourself or your best friend with beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora. Spell it out with handwritten charms, sparkling stacks, and iconic styles designed for every kind of forever. Pandora jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I personally have been talking to my therapist every single week about my stressful times and just getting everything off my chest, explaining the difficult situation I've been having at work and what has been weighing on me has made me feel 1 million times better. I really don't know what I would do without her. As you guys know, I talk to her every week. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tinks. Cause I've been like this. Take your shots while I power kiss. Welcome back to It's Me Tinks Live on Channel 102, Radio Andy. All right, let's talk to Abby. Hey, Abby, what's up?
Oh my gosh, is it me? Am I the Abby?
Yeah, it's you. Hi, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Hi, okay, I'm calling about a bachelorette trip.
Okay, tell me.
I'm a bridesmaid. I'm 100% going to go on the trip.
Okay.
But I'm having like a hard time getting in the spirit. I'm kind of getting burnt out on like paying for bachelorettes and using so much PTO for trips that like I would not have picked the activities if I was planning a trip myself. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like this trip's in Miami, which like I've been dying to go. I've never been there. But it's just like not the trip I would want to do if I was choosing a trip in Miami. Like, the girls aren't dying to go out a ton. We're staying kind of far from all the cool spots.
So I was wondering
if you had any advice for, like, how you get yourself hyped up for a bachelorette trip and, like, get yourself in the spirit to be, like, a good friend and really celebratory when it's, like, not necessarily the exact trip that you would, like, be dying to do if you planned it yourself. Does that make sense?
100%. Wait, I'm sorry. I will get to that. But did you just say they don't want to go out in Miami? What's the point in going to Miami if you don't want to go out?
Thanks. Thank you so much. I'm like, there are other places we can go, but like,
go to fucking Napa. Go to a fucking, I don't know, the Smithsonian Museum if you don't want to go out. Why the fuck would you have a trip to Miami if there's literally, with every ounce of respect to Miami, one of my favorite cities in the world, there ain't much to do apart from go out in Miami and eat amazing food and, like, look hot and, like, go shake your asses on the beach. Like, it's a going out town.
Oh, my God. Thank you for validating, like, everything I've been feeling and saying about this.
This is the thing with bachelorettes is, like, they, like, never make sense. Like, they're all, it's always like, but why would you, like, and that's just, like, the nature of them. When you're getting 12 people together, everybody's going to have a different opinion. And look, I'm not saying I'm right and they're wrong, but I am right. I mean, you do only go out in Miami, but whatever. No, I'm just kidding. but, like, this is the thing. This is why they're difficult, because they, you know, it doesn't make sense to everybody on the trip, and it can be very frustrating for people who are taking, you know, a lot of PTO and spending money. And then you're just like, if you're spending all that money, you're like, okay, well, I'm in Miami, like, there's an amazing club down the road, like, I want to go to 11. And they're like, well, we actually thought we were going to stay in and watch movies tonight. And you're like, well, then why the fuck am I in this expensive hotel in Miami when I could be in an Airbnb, like, in a more quiet town or whatever? So I get it.
Literally.
But look, ultimately, bachelorettes are about celebrating the bride and spending time together. And there, I feel like at this point we can all hold hands and say they are very frustrating and tiring and expensive. But, you know, that you're a bridesmaid. You clearly like the bride. She's your friend. So you kind of have to just, this is like the bachelorette tax. It's like a tax that we pay now. And it's just, it's really frustrating, but everybody does it. And I'm not saying that it's fair, but it's just kind of like, you know, this is the thing. And all you can do is try and change your attitude and be like, look, I love my friend. I'm going to go hype her up and at least I'll get some sunshine. You have to look for the good pockets. Like, you have to be like, okay, well, at least it will be hot. At least I can get tan. At least, like, hopefully there's a good dinner in there or whatever. And, but yeah, like, I'm validating you. Like, that's frustrating. That's definitely frustrating. Because Miami's also expensive. Like, it's not like the cheapest town to fly to, and it's not the cheapest town to stay in or eat in. So it's like, if you're going all that way, it's kind of like, you know, you want to get out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for validating me. I'll look for the pockets of good and hopefully get a good tan.
And also, like, I don't know, like, if I'm going to be burned at the stake for this, but, like, I'm kind of at the point in bachelorettes where it's like, you're paying all the money. Like, if they want to stay in, and obviously I'm not saying ditch the group, but if they're all like, all right, we're going to bed, and, like, you and one other girl want to go out to a bar, like, in my opinion, that's fine. Like, I'm sorry. I do think that's fine. You're paying all the money to get there. You're doing all that stuff. If the day's activities are concluded and everybody's like, all right, like, let's put on, like, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Like, to me, you know, if she's your good friend, you can be like, well, I might go out and go grab a drink with my friend. It's your fucking weekend, too. You know, like, you paid to get there. So I don't know if that's going to be dramatic, but just a thought.
No, I like that thought. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you never know. There might be some other girls in the group who are like, wait, there's no, like, going out on the itinerary. Like, I could be down to shake my ass.
I know there's one. So,
yeah.
Like, we've been commiserating a little bit, which makes me feel kind of bad, you know, because I'm like, oh, I love our friend, but, like, girl.
But this is the thing that I want to be very, very clear about to everybody. You're not bitching about the friend. And that's where everything goes to shit in these bachelorette, in these wedding discussions. It's not personal. It's not about the friend. It's just like, the nature of bachelorettes is difficult. It's a game show that nobody wins because it's impossible to please 15 girls, all of whom are in different friend groups, all of whom are living in different states with different budgets. Like, that's a game show no one wins. So it's like, it's not being mean to her. It's just commiserating about the situation.
Mm-hmm. You know, oh my God. I mean? Thank you so much for saying that. You just made me feel so much better.
I love you. I am manifesting that you get one night out in Miami and that you have a great trip and that the bride has fun and that everybody has fun.
Me freaking too, girl. Thank you so much.
I love you. Have a good one. Bye, babe. Oh, I should have told her that if she wants to go out, she needs to go to 11. Also, I've heard that Delilah in Miami is like so fucking fun for drinks. That is our show. I love you all so much. I have a banger of an episode for you Monday about business development. You might be thinking, Tinks, this is not a business podcast. Well, that's because it's not actually about business. It's one of my weird little phrases that I am going to explain on Monday. Until then, I love you all so much. If you want to send me an email, it's metinks@SiriusXM.com. I will be live from New York next Wednesday. Say, I'm so excited for that. Until then, bye.
I know.